You have a question? Then just one, yeah? Okay, that's it. Tell you, Kazang, that's Sundu. Sundu, because she said that, Tandai, that Sundu, because you're Pawan, Sini Kazata, Lelo Naba Sung, Osung, and it. Lelo Nabosum, the Nyamboka, the Kadame, the Pesin Gosum, those in the Pesin Jukibadoshire, that in it, the name, and it's Nyambutsundu, get to power, said that director.
So we've identified what exactly joyous perseverance is, and we also looked at the discordant class of joyous perseverance, which are essentially the three types of laziness. So we looked at those three and some of the antidotes. Yeah, right. So we have finished with that. Okay, so next is increasing the power of joyous perseverance, which is the antidote to laziness.
Oh, doctor, tene mata tene kalsorta. Topshi moswa sen tat dorjeng sugi topshi moswa tat ini ane topshi jabar shabat tiyukuyare atukshi ne tambunyong tat topshi dorte masudu semje tunduk chajir pong suda moden kaat antawanis mebatungal chikbatang ti pen sabe kies ta tije ne tati wate lamna tiyana tada meten chopang tis modang ngajal kaatang to lule unjur topshi ne sundu pesi pebar chas ta
Okay, first there's a brief presentation on the four powers that are the favorable conditions for increasing joyous perseverance. Yeah. So verse 31 and 32. The army for the sake of accomplishing the welfare of sentient beings are aspiration, steadfastness, joy, and relinquishment. Aspiration is developed through fear of suffering and contemplating its benefits. Thus, I shall abandon its discordant classes and make effort in order to increase joyous effort through the powers of aspiration, pride, joy, relinquishment, diligence, and mastery.
어떻게니? 다 돈다 딜라스마의 팀을 가르쳤나다. 전주기 또 배워나다. 아니지. 가르쳐. 아니지. 다 돕시. 다 뽕시스네미도 다 딘데겠다. 아니지다. 된과야 순과를 딜라 아니지다. 뭐배 돕시에. 아니지다. 된배 돕시에. 아니 가위에 돕. 안터위에 돕습니다. 다 전주기 특이한 시스나 독세네 순과를 되나.
So, favorable conditions for generating joyous perseverance is said to be the four powers. Yeah. What are these four? They are the power of aspiration, the power of steadfastness, the power of joy, and the power of relinquishment.
어떻게 빌라소에 누가 나타내 답변하다 나 뭐베 또 세디 갑디 마바세디 뒷발 거야 어떤데 저 망할 티고도 갑디 마바세디 지금 마바다 두바 가가리 되네 나 갑디 세디다 마바세디 뒷발 자야 도시 또 도당이 된대 숨도 제장다 조조 된대 아니 지다 취취 돈얘기 로시다 나 된대서 스키마도 나 돈얘기 로시야 거야시 대결라 아니 지다 가서 달래대 삼체다 아니 박이자 렌젠 삼체니 출제라 다 돈이게 놓고 해시라 비자 스기나로 또 마비 또 없으니까 또 마바스니 또 말로 근데 숨겨서래.
So the first power literally is the power of belief, yeah. But here in this context, it is referring to aspiration, yeah. So it is translated as aspiration and the power of aspiration. And in this context here, aspiration refers to yearning. Yeah. Yearning for practice, yearning for the Dharma. And such yearning for practice and for the Dharma is produced through developing a faith of conviction in karma and its effects.
어떻게네? 내가 도에 돕세디 테레 딱 변화 갈수나다 당부 아니지다 아니지다 거기 갈수네 즉 딱지야 무엇이네? 내가 딱 내가 약부시 신시 아니지다 주가대가는 내가 약부 신시 아니지 봐다 대부시네다 대부 돕세네다 슈퍼디 탈지 말지시다 또다잉 대부고야지 쓰고요 다다다 쓰고요.
And what about the power of steadfastness? Yeah. So the teachings advise us that prior to undertaking any practice, we should carry out a thorough investigation to see why we are doing it, whether we can actually do it, and whether we can actually bring it to completion. Yeah. So the point is to develop a stability, a stable aspiration for the practice. And literally says you need to be steadfast, isn't it?
어디들이셔? 드네마 아니지다 가요 돕세디들에 아니지 보기다 드네 아니지 양내 양도 죽어났다 야와캉 잡아냈다. 미친 맞춰지 양는 라양다 뇌진이 죽어라 아니 썸나 가와 용하시 알아봐 다 배티대 용구다 보고 증무자야 나신래 보고 증무자는 잠시하게 기억하라 아니 직접 진짜 참제하면 죽어라 대낭신다 가요 똑세디 배치진데 쓰기어래
Then the power of joy refers to well literally this joy and liking for whatever you have decided to carry out, yeah, whatever practice, yeah. So when you're engaging in the practice, you do it, you know, very strong yearning and without any wish to stop doing it, you know. Yeah. Well, and the example they give in the teachings is that the children, when they are playing games, yeah, they never want to stop, yeah. They just want to continue on and on, isn't it? So likewise, when it comes to applying joyous perseverance, you know, then in whatever we are doing, we should do it with a sense of joy and without any wish to kind of, you know, stop, you know, that practice, yeah.
What did you say? Then my dad told me to stop saying that. Did you? I need to. Then I'm not sure.
Then the last power is that, or is the power of relinquishment. As I said before, in the process of applying joyous perseverance in engaging whatever practice and virtue, we do get exhausted and tired at times. So it is important to take a rest with the view of carrying on when one is rested. Yeah. So when one is rested, you know, then one has to continue. Yeah. Yeah. With whatever one has set out to do. Yeah. So it says, thus I shall abandon its discordant classes. Well, the discordant class of joyous perseverance is laziness, isn't it? And there are the three kinds of laziness. Yeah. But in essence, there are people who can actually engage in virtue. They know that they can engage in virtue. But nevertheless, they don't do it, yeah, isn't it? So that is like, that's procrastination. And there are some who want to do it, but they feel that they're unable to do it. They feel hopeless. They're discouraged for whatever reason, yeah. So that is a form of laziness, yeah. So that's the laziness of discouragement, isn't it? And of course, then there's the last one is the laziness of basically just being attached to all kinds of inferior or ignoble activities. Yeah. So these are the discordant classes of joyous perseverance. Yeah. So in order to develop joyous perseverance, one has to abandon these discordant classes and cultivate the favorable conditions. Which are the four powers, yeah.
Oh, dear, sir. Oh, today, any sick that don't do good, top shit, then share. Any sick that one that don't do top shit, go ahead, to get a tea, go here. Any sick that one shit, that one shit, when I never learn, is it, yeah? Tinshe, then go ahead, what did he say? Rob, any tinshe, then shit, that don't do good, to corner, go to pass. Oh, that this sooner, that today, king, get up, till it, that, buggy. Lusim Nesru, that thing is top to your cousin Shivanashire. A thing is in the negative Lusim Nesru, thing is in Chitung, thing is in Tabaina, Tinnerson, Nina Sena, Churchella, and it's one of the two to Tashi. You've heard this on the matter.
So in order to develop joyous perseverance, we need to abandon the discordant classes and we need to rely on the four powers, which are the favorable conditions for the generation and the increase of joyous perseverance. Yeah. And then in the process of engaging in whatever practice or virtue, and in the process, the practice must be done with mindfulness and vigilance. Yeah. Then come a time when one achieves a concentration which makes one's body and mind serviceable. So when you achieve pliancy of body and mind, which is a result of having attained meditative serenity or calm abiding, then henceforth from that point in time, the practitioner or the person will then be able to engage, you know, effortlessly in the practice of virtue or dharma day and night, because their bodies and mind have been made serviceable already. Right from the very beginning of any practice, or right from the beginning of the cultivation of any virtue, you need to be thoroughly convinced of the benefits of that practice that you're going to engage in. You need to be thoroughly convinced of the benefits of the virtue that you hope to cultivate. Yeah. Right from the beginning, you need that. We call it faith, but it's a conviction. It's an ascertainment. Yeah. Understanding that, you know, this is it. You know, this is so important. This is so beneficial. Yeah. For instance, if somebody hopes to actualize concentration, right from the beginning, before engaging in the practices that will help him to achieve that concentration, that person must first understand thoroughly what concentration is. He must have that thorough confidence and the belief in the benefits of concentration, in that, he must believe that, if he achieves that one day, there are all these benefits and this is something that he really wants. Yeah, isn't it? So, yeah, you need that trust, that conviction, that confidence right from the beginning. So, with regards to whatever virtue that you want to cultivate, whatever practice that you want to do, right from the very beginning, if you have that faith or conviction, if you see what is in for you, if you actualize that practice, that will form the basis for your yearning. That faith, that understanding, that confidence in the benefits of the practice and so forth, is that the very fuel, you know, that drives, you know, your aspiration, that drives your yearning for that practice, that goal.
어떤다샤 단진대가 아니지 원하시 밖에 두바 아니지 쇼타고랑 있으면 되는 원하시 다 튀니가도 뭐 쇼타고 지나 아니 들라든다 다 주주 바 주주 좀도 봐 세디다 용토네 다 주주 좀 세디다 디 실라신의 용토에 시티선에
then only then only with a strong yearning, you know, heartfelt yearning for to achieve whatever goal that you are aiming for. Only then would you start the practice, yeah. And you do it, you only then will you apply effort. You know, you strive, you apply effort, you know. Only then will you joyously persevere, yeah. In the practice that will lead you to the goal, yeah. Only then,
yeah.
The faith of conviction, which leads to strong yearning, which then leads to the start of actually, you know, engaging in joyous perseverance. Then, once that starts, then through a continued application of this joyous perseverance, then, and in particular, if that is applied to, joyous perseverance is applied to achieving a single-pointedness of mind, where you achieve, in order, you know, where you are aiming to achieve a concentration that makes your body and mind serviceable, yeah. So with the steady application of joyous perseverance over time, then, when that practitioner then actually able to achieve that kind of single-pointed concentration, from then onwards, because that body, that person's body and mind is made serviceable, then the person is never tired of engaging in virtue, in practice, yeah. And it's just all the way up, you know. So such people can, never find it, difficult to engage in virtue day and night. They don't have that, you know, that tiredness, you know, they don't experience that, yeah.
어디 내리셔? 다 돈다 뒤에 돈에 아니시 다 쓰시고 땡아시 뒤에 아니시 다 누설막 가디 대투맥이 땡아시 뒤에 두 아니 뒤에 안에 다 시럽 두 해래 알바트래 아니 시럽이 나네야 다 다음에 또 비 시럽 두 해 어디 내리 돈에 다 원해시 다 보기 거의 자 내가 쏘야 다 영어 두고 뒤에 말해
And so then within that single-pointed concentration, then the practitioner goes on to cultivate wisdom. And in particular, the wisdom that perceives the ultimate nature of reality, or in short, the wisdom perceiving or realizing selflessness, yeah, which is the antidote that will enable anybody to cut the very root of all the problems, the root of samsara, yeah. So that's the whole point. Yeah. So these are the essential points.
Oh, ta na shi. Ani toma magi ta ngzo kaze ma lori la shi na shi le dumba ta yunye nga sin ta simju ma pjo nga shi na yunye nga si do kala tangbo dumba sin yung do kala ra pagi ta kaya ro ngzi la samje ta tundu nyewe lo shi si go le dumba si de la ra tundu nyewe lo o tinde shi chagi do kala ta tinde tundu nyewe lo shi na ani shi ta ya Dumbada meva kagasya vayna, tuñye ki lola tene meva yunga shida. Ta karsena, tuñye vayna, ani jikdela tene meva, meva sido kana ta kaso re. Kale tepche ta, pake tseme nyeva nyeva shida sungu yore. Tuñye che, tuñye tene ani shida, tseme nyeva nyeva shi yungu yore. Kanda kaina tseme nyeva nyeva shi, takarang yin sini ta, meva sedi tila siki yore, tseme nyeva shida. Otinji patinde yunga.
So if we situate this discussion of aspiration in the context of the mind and awareness, yeah. One of the earlier modules, yeah, when we looked at the workings of the consciousness, yeah. So within the study of mental factors, yeah. So the you know, remember there are the 51 mental factors, which are divided into groups of different mental factors. Yeah, there's a group of mental factors called the five object ascertaining mental factors. Yeah, and the first of the five is the mental factor of aspiration. Yeah, which is essentially a mind that is yearning for a chosen object, whatever the object may be. It's a mind yearning for the chosen object, isn't it? And then, if we differentiate aspiration and belief, yeah, if we do not take aspiration and belief to be the same mental factor, so then in the context of the study of mental factors, in the group of the object ascertaining mental factors, after aspiration, you have the mental factor of belief, isn't it? And what is belief? Belief is essentially an ascertainment of whatever object in question, yeah. And it is an ascertainment, it's a thorough conviction that which is essentially a valid cognition, yeah. That means it is a valid establishment from one side. You know, your mind has validly established that object, you know, has gained certainty with regards to the object, you know, yeah. That, oh yeah, it is really like this and not like that. You know. So that's why it's called belief, is it? Belief, yeah.
Oh, that's it. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
So, what comes after belief? So you have aspiration, you have belief, yeah? Then there's the mental factor of mindfulness. And in this context, what is it? Essentially, what is mindfulness? It is not forgetting what you have, not forgetting what you have believed in, not forgetting what you have ascertained through a valid cognizer. Whatever object you know chosen, you have understood it correctly, isn't it? Yeah, it's not just a superficial understanding, but a thorough understanding of the chosen object. Yeah, you've thoroughly ascertained it, you know, through a valid mind. Yeah, so that is belief, isn't it? So then that meaning that you have ascertained through belief, you're not supposed to forget it, isn't it? You can't just then forget it. You know? You have to keep it in mind. Yeah, and that, so that's the purpose of mindfulness, and that is its function, yeah, not forgetting, yeah.
What to say? Today, I need to talk on a chamba. Today, I need my job. I need on a chamba talk on the about the chun dola. I need to talk on a chita. Such a thing as in Roa. I need tell her you can't mix it. Such a thing as you did my job. I said, chamba talk to mush. Chamba talk on the about you dola. T tola deneta. T can chisita.
So, based on not forgetting what you have ascertained earlier through a valid mind, then when that mindfulness becomes strong, then one is able to then focus your mind single-pointedly on that object, yeah, isn't it? Right. So therefore, after mindfulness, then there's the mental factor of concentration, yeah.
Oh, tuxine. Tijalani ta abatila ta sharap sine yungu yore. Oh, tuxine ta tinde aniji. Ani kasole ta tijibi tingasi ti ngane ta tota aniji ta. Churup ta namji sharap sine ta. Tisungu yore. So ta sharup la damita yungu yore. Ta tota yintire ta churup ta namji sharap. An labo ta damita bi sharap. Oh, tinde si aniji.
Yeah, so you have These now you out of the five object ascertaining matter factors, you have four, yeah, already. Yeah. So then the fifth one is wisdom, which is essentially a mind that is able to distinguish or differentiate phenomena. Yeah. Right. And of the, of course, there are many different kinds, types of wisdom. But the wisdom that is really important is the wisdom that directly perceives ultimate nature of reality, isn't it? Yeah, the wisdom that directly perceives selflessness. So these are the five object ascertaining mental factors. It is not sufficient just to be able to list them, but you have to understand them. You know? Right? It's the working of our own minds, right? Right. You have to understand how one leads to the other. Starting with aspiration, then you have belief, then you have mindfulness, then you have concentration, and then you have wisdom. Yeah.
Okay.
Then, so verses 31 and 32 is a brief presentation of the four powers. Yeah. Next is an extended explanation on these powers. Yeah. First, there's an explanation on the power of aspiration. Essentially verses 33 and 34 is bringing to mind, how actually it is incorrect, it's incorrect for us to not have any aspiration to overcome our faults. I shall destroy the boundless misdeeds of my others and myself. At that time, each of these misdeeds will be exhausted in an ocean of yawns. But if within myself I do not perceive even a fraction of the endeavor for exhausting these misdeeds, then I have become an abode for boundless suffering. Why does my heart not burst? So here, the context here is of someone who has taken the pledge to achieve the state of full enlightenment, omniscience, in order to accomplish the welfare of all sentient beings. Yeah. One has taken the Bodhisattva vow, and one has pledged to eliminate the faults and misdeeds of all sentient beings. And of course, that includes eliminating one's own fault and misdeeds, isn't it, right?
어, 대신에 아니시겠다. 냐바 탐제, 다 니 몸이 냐바 탐제 아니시겠다. 정말 지금 결혼 아니 제바 강실라 아니시고 다 다 니 몸이 냐바 아니시겠다. 니 몸이 지리시동 아니 진대기 니 몸을 해 빵올라야 원래시 까와빠도 몇바 아니시 수도 종고해 시작이야랬어. 알아봐. 아니 다 진대 삼단동은 진대 아니 냐바 세베지도 까와빠도 몇바 파샤시 아니. 근데 냐바데 세야시도 안 존도 차지가 차시지가 그런 게 좀 봐디 난 그 귤아 믿고 왔어.
So that's the situation, yeah, for someone who has taken on the pledge, the oath to achieve omniscience in order to accomplish the welfare of all sentient beings, which involves eliminating the faults and misdeeds of every sentient being, including oneself, yeah, and actually the task of eliminating the one's own afflictions and the afflictions of others, yeah, well, starting with one's own afflictions, is a long-term task, for there are many many afflictions, yeah, many afflictive emotions, yeah. So there's a saying that there are 84,000 afflictions. And it is said that even to eliminate one affliction will require many eons of effort, yeah. While that's the case, the reality, we do not even possess a fraction of the effort or joyous perseverance that is needed, yeah, to overcome the afflictions, yeah. Put aside, you know, the talk of having to eliminate the afflictions over a very long period of time, you know, we're talking about eons, you know. But we don't even possess a fraction of the joyous perseverance that is needed to do that,
yeah. Oh, today, 오늘 동을 봐도 매번 용고하기 아니 내 수교하지 차대하지 어떻게 되겠어? 어떻게 되겠어? 삼동 오늘씩 땅바이나 오늘씩 다 랑기 니 개고야 도시래서 어떻게 숨어야래?
So we do not possess even a fraction of the joyous perseverance that we actually need to overcome our faults or misdeeds, our afflictions. Yeah. And as such, because of not being able to overcome our afflictive emotions, then it is certain that we are in for boundless problems and suffering in the future, yeah, into the future, yeah. So that's the reality, that's our situation, yeah. So if we think about this, then the verse is saying, asking that, then how come, why is it that my heart has not broken? Yeah, despite the fact, you know, that we have just laid out
here.
Well, they said that if we really think about this and we really understand the reality, you know, then, you know, then, what is mentioned in the teachings that we'll probably find it even difficult to breathe, you know. Yeah.
What was it? That digi, this one, rangi rangla, nichita, rangi rangi, mashaba the summons, rangi rangla, meba chesh, ranga meche, ta, pogi, dupa chesh, that. 다 중국 중국에 꾸마루시 고고야 라는 셰티로 라는 라는 매바디데 치미도 섬당세다 라는 매체다 중국 두바체체다 중국 조매라 꾸마 어떻게 라셰이 바래.
Well, we have to understand that these two verses here are meant for our own consumption, in that we should use it to look at our own minds, as a way of evaluating ourselves. Yeah, it's about you know, it's about disciplining, you know, putting down ourselves in a, you know, in an appropriate way, you know, disciplining ourselves, and which is essentially the point is to you know, persuade, you know, ourselves, you know, to move our hearts, you know, enough such that we start to do something about it.
Yeah.
So not only do we not have the aspiration to overcome our faults, no, we don't have any aspirations to acquire good qualities. Yeah. So the next two verses talks about that. Yeah. And again, it's a way of evaluating ourselves. It's a way of moving ourselves, persuading our minds, ourselves to develop an interest and an aspiration to acquire good qualities. Not sure about the translation on page on verse 35. The alternative translation is this: I will accomplish numerous good qualities for myself and others. To cultivate each good quality requires an ocean of eons. Okay. Then verse 36. But I have never developed acquaintance with even a fraction of these excellences. How strange it is to make without purpose this birth I have somehow found. Here, well, the context is again someone who has taken on the oath, the pledge to achieve the state of full enlightenment in order to accomplish the welfare of all sentient beings. Yeah. Which means that that person in question has taken on an oath, a pledge to achieve every single quality of enlightenment. Yeah. Of course, enlightenment, when we talk about enlightenment or omniscience, we are talking about a state of existence which possess limitless qualities, isn't it? Yeah, numberless limitless qualities. And to achieve even one of those qualities would require the accumulation of the collection of merit, you know, for many eons, you know, even just to acquire one such good quality, without talking about, you know, on the rest of the other limitless qualities. Yeah. But the fact is that, put aside, you know, having achieved the collection of merit that is required for actualizing all these numberless qualities, we have not even cultivated a fraction of the joyous perseverance that is needed, you know, to accumulate the collection of merit, you know, in order to achieve even just one good quality of enlightenment. Yeah.
이제 직 주변이 아니 보기 아니 진짜 주 차셨잖아요. 먼저 주요 말했어. 또 다시 숨겨.
Yeah, we have not even accomplished a fraction of the cause of even one good quality of enlightenment. Yeah.
어, 제가 어떻게 성당했다? 아니 지금 드네마 아니 지금다. 드네도 아니 오늘 신도 니가와 아니 드네 아니 다주 밀어지 토바디 아니 오늘 지금 다기 때문에 주소도 제시하시니 주소도 제바디 오늘 지금다. 가르소래. 시다기 염차부도 없이 오늘 지금 등미도 삼했다. 소소 근데 삼아 당체 양 데레다 준두 체로 꼬마체 어디냐면
So says how strange, you know, how strange or how appalling actually it is to have wasted so far the human life of freedoms and endowments that one has obtained. Yeah. Instead of having used it, you know, then what one has done is just procrastinating, accumulating those causes for enlightenment. Yeah. So, in fact, the verse is saying how strange, or rather how appalling that is.
Yeah. Okay.
In Nagarjuna's precious garland, there's a description of the merit, you know, that is needed, you know, to achieve enlightenment. Yeah. So, for example, in order, how much merit do you need to accumulate in order to achieve even just one hair paw of a Buddha? So, Buddha's holy body, exalted body. You can conceive of the Buddha's exalted body as having paws, isn't it? Right? Just like, well, it's not like us, but you know, So if you think of a paw of a Buddha's exalted body, so how much merit is needed to achieve that one paw of a Buddha's exalted body? The merit required is all the immeasurable merit of all sentient beings up to the level of the hearers and solitary realizer arhats. Yeah. So, I mean, the merit of all sentient beings up to the level of the hearer and solitary realizers arhat. Yeah. All of their merit combined times 10. So one paw. Eh?
So you can see one paw of the Buddha is how precious. Huh? What? 가르쳐서 어떻게 되셔? 다 드네 마 드네 손도 드도 아니시겠다. 다 드네 이상 다 드네 마 산재받다 산재를 눌러 바보 창래 대바 연구하래. 다 바보 창래 대바다 산재 바보 탐재 주백이 다 야와신 거라야. 탐색도 야와디. 근데 아니 특정이 야와 근데 가져서나 다 열기 왔었다. 야 긴줄기 산재기다 배제직 두배지 순간에 전다 배제스 배제직 두배기 유디 다 가져서나 바보 탐색 두배기 유디 긴줄기 사과야지. 근데 긴줄기 아니 산재기 배제직 두두 그랬어. 두배 줄한테 내 송신.
So that's the merit required to actualize one pole of the Buddha's exalted body. So Buddha's exalted body has numberless immeasurable poles, yeah, isn't it? So the merit that is required to actualize, you know, all the immeasurable poles of the Buddha's exalted body multiplied by 100 times is the merit that is required to actualize one of the 80 one out of the 80 exemplifications of the Buddha's exalted body. So there's the major marks and the minor signs, yeah. So, but actually technically it's the signs and exemplifications of Peche. So there are 80, yeah. So the merit to achieve one exemplification, or sometimes it's called minor sign, of the Buddha's exalted body, the merit required to actualize that, you know now, yeah. So there are many exemplifications or minor signs, I think there are 80, yeah? Such as the Buddha having copper colored nails, red lips, black hair and so forth, yeah. So these are just, you know, illustrations of some of the exemplifications of the exalted body. So you know, to actualize each of those exemplifications, yeah, you know how much merit is needed, right? Okay, so those are the minor signs or the exemplifications, yeah. Then there are the major signs, yeah. The major signs, isn't it, right? So such as the Buddha's palms, in the Buddha's palms, there is the image of Dharma Chakra, yeah, on the Buddha's palms, and the Buddha's soles of Buddha's feet as well, yeah. So these are illustrations of some of the major signs of the Buddha's exalted body. So what merit is required to actualize one of those major signs? The merit that is required to actualize one of those major signs is all the merit that is required to actualize all the exemplifications multiplied by 100 times. Then on the Buddha's exalted body, there's this particular feature called the treasure hair. You know, that thing here, that squiggly thing that's depicted in in between, this on the top, slightly above the bridge of the nose, yeah. So that's the treasure hair. Yeah. So how much merit is required to actualize that particular feature? So the merit that is required, to actualize that, the treasure hair, is the merit that is required to actualize the 32 major signs multiplied by 1,000 times. Yeah.
Don't.
Oh, that's not the end, is it? There's more. One more. One, two more.
Oh, tenemos santa, tenemos sanje, está doctor sin, está sanje, uy, doctor sin, está doctor tuviana, está toda inta, son a chocazo sagoresina, o tire, está zobu tuchegi, anichita, jeza, bum yurchigi, anichita, sanje, doctor tuve, o tire son shata.
Ah, then you have a Buddhist crown. You have Buddha's crown protrusion, isn't it? Yeah. So the merit that is required to actualize the Buddha's crown protrusion is the merit that is required to actualize the treasure hair multiplied by 100,000 times. Yeah.
Haven't finished, huh? That's why you have to do this. That's why you have to do this. That's why you have to do this. That's why you have to do this.
Then the merit that is required to actualize the crown protrusion of the Buddha, Tong Yura. The merit that is required to actualize the crown protrusion of the Buddha multiplied by 100 times is the merit that will bring about the actualizing of the Buddha's exalted speech. Yeah.
Well, that today is Songsha Tatyawa Nama. Tinemata. Present that today
So the explanation stops there. It doesn't go on to mention the merit that is perhaps required to actualize the exalted mind of Buddha. Yeah. So it's not mentioned. But perhaps let's imagine it to be maybe. Well, can't say for sure, but you know. But even if we say the merit that is required to actualize the Buddha's exalted mind is the merit that is required to actualize the Buddha's speech multiplied by, let's say, 100 times. Let's say, I don't know. Anyway, it's a lot. Yeah. So.
What do you think? Huh? You discouraged? We should say she is discouraging.
I think she's a very high level practitioner.
Yes. Yeah. level of laziness. You know? Tati kare do. What did it? Tinema, and it's considered.다 때문에 말띵 그다 다 실로한 예디 그래 다 문제지 보기다 다 답을 줘봤으네 미도 다래 다 야와 줘봐라 그래 문제 보기다 보기 답을 줘봐라 수신 러비치도 아니지 다 두번 맞춰봤어 어디 서보다는 지금 더 실로한 예디다
anyway I guess essentially the these two verses it's like you know telling us though.Asking us why do we not have the aspiration to practice the Dharma correctly?
What is the name of the Dharma? On sushin, love it, shit, do, ba mache bas, do ba me bache. And so, 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 da me bache, she said, me bache, ya, go to do care, to yet care, to do care, till I'm just. She's one, she'll only eat.
What did I?
This one. Solo niti, one solo niti, carry cigarettes, and now Tabichobalas, Tatatai Tabichobalas, Sushin, Lubis Chitu, Duba Machabasta, Duba Nevaches. Tatila, that hunger, Duba Nevaches, that to that, and Tinisine, that, yeah, to turn you to my care, take it to care, till I'm sure we are.
Yeah, so I mean, it's the next, not the previous, the next two verses, yeah. It's like, kind of like, you know.Putting oneself down you know, by highlighting the fact to ourselves that you know, how come we did not generate the aspiration to practice the Dharma correctly, you know, and then through that, persuading ourselves you know, to then practice it and to apply joyous perseverance in doing so.
어때서래나이쯤되맞추시면가들침보아대맞지땅라맞지땅라저와맞지땅우버섬도저맞지지금미지맞지마냠다때라냠다때만지났다마이마도숨어땅동알벗이깨울세서도들으셔
I have not made offerings to the Bhagavan. I have not given the pleasure of great cartoon festivals or banquets or feasts. Yeah. I have not performed actions for the teachings. I have not fulfilled the wishes of the poor. I have not granted fearlessness to the frightened. I have not given happiness to the wretched. All I have given rise to are the agonies in the mother's womb and sufferings.
Well,
it is possible that there are people, sometimes, you know, people may kind of feel that they have done a fair bit, yeah.I'm not the person that has been mentioned so far. I have done quite a fair bit of practice. While that is true, but that kind of thinking can sometimes then stop that person from continuing, from increasing his or her joyous perseverance. Yeah. So at such a time, then one has to remember these two verses. Yeah.
어떤데서다들나서한테그래서다문에시다막소소소다심지하고제발나문에시그런게다공격체아니유튜브쳐봐체아니이동아아니삼체산재를쳐봐삐탁보지마쳐봐지 아니 가열 아니 무엇을 삼을 쳐봐야 어랑게 아니 비타고지 금도 없는데 삼보다 안실해 다 소소 삼다 하고 소 제너다 가가로 지민도 나도 삼보다 안식 다가 나시 아니지 아니지 다 거기다 기증이네 개발지 디데라 아니지 원해지랑이다 세방 코다 아니지가 디데가 아니 쉬우 쉬어봐 디데 표지 디데게 아니 아니 제형아래스
니가 눈이 인기 눈을 부여래.
어떤 자원 안에 대해 모두
니가. So, no, these verses are, no, like verse 37, it's meant for personal reflection, right? So, it starts off with an example, you know, saying, oh, I've not made offerings to the Bhagavan. So, we have not actually sat down and made, you know, proper mental offerings, to the Buddhas, yeah. Have we ever made proper offerings through mental visualization? Have we ever even done it properly, you know, once? And then when it comes to the actually perform offerings, you know, have we actually even set out, you know, good offerings, you know? Yeah, actually procured and actually set out good offerings, you know? Have we? And have we, made a generous offering and do we honor the Sangha community with again with extensive offerings?
Oh, 다가나시 아니지 내 섭단 다가나시 아니지 랑게 다 독신이다 다배추 다배나다 농대나 숨다 농게 대바신다 농배나다 대나 숨라야 오늘 지금 섭나야 보이잖아 아니 년바에나 약부지 년도에 섭다마 그지 년매 마시래. 알아봐, 소소소 생해지나요? 비타고지, 막, 시에도 했으나, 시에 매바지, 소소, 삼번 골토베지, 어딘데래.
Then, with regards to the scriptural dharma. So the scriptural dharma consists of the three scriptural collections, isn't it? Yeah. Have we ever listened well to the teachings on the three scriptural collections? And then even if you are someone who thinks that you know quite a fair bit on the Buddha's teachings, do you actually know it very well or not? So, have we ever actually learned properly the scriptural dharma? Even if you have learned, do we actually know it well? And then when it comes to putting those teachings into practice, do we even have a practice of the three higher trainings? Yeah, have we even have a good practice at all, you know, or any experience, you know? So again, this is something for personal reflection. Yeah. So of course, I mean, probably the answer is that no. Yeah, right. We have not done any of these well. Yeah. Or at all, yeah.
Oh, 다가나시 아니시 우분냠 타발라 다 오네 우분냠 타발라 디소야나시아레 우분냠 타발라 아니시 오네시 보기다 아니시 다 세다 디달로서 푸송송 떼시 디데 체도세 디메가라 타나 아니시 랑게 중세 점에 아니 진바시 메데네시 그러고 우분냠 타발라 아니 오네시 섬시다마 디네 당래데 보여때 소송 오네 보기 진바 땅시시 오네 보기 세다 아니 출라서 유뉴지 그런 거 맞춰봤어. 어 재미도 없어. 어디서 보다.
And have we fulfilled the wishes of the poor? So there are so many people who are in need of help. You know, have we done anything for them? You know, put aside having helped, you know, all of them. Well, we have not even, you know, offered even something. You know, we have not even offered anything. To these people. Yeah.
어, 들으셔. 어디가 나시? 아니지, 심지 냠타바. 아니, 쏘는. 아니지, 치초주 용해들라. 당연히 오늘 저 사만 남다 제법이.
So have we ever granted help or fearlessness to those who are frightened, to those whose lives are in danger? Have we saved the lives of others? So for example, you know, when you know you walk down the road, you know, and you see some beautiful creatures or sentient beings and insects, yeah, who are in some danger, you know, many a times people just ignore, yeah. It's almost as if you didn't see it, you know, although you saw it, you know, you just continue, yeah? And just walk on and do whatever you do, isn't it? So. So while at times, you know, it may appear, you know, that it's meant for personal reflection. So it may appear that, you know, that one is doing some practice, you know, or one is doing practice, or you know, you may think that oh, you're doing quite well, you know? But actually, we really sit down and examine, you know, honestly, you know, there's almost nothing that we can point to, you know, that you know, there's no practice that we can point to that we can say we have done it well. And as such, you know, our lives has been wasted, yeah. So it would then seem that our coming to existence, you know, is nothing more than for the purpose of causing pain and suffering to our mother. So all these are advice here so far, and that you must understand them to be advice to generate enthusiasm. We should use it to generate enthusiasm and a strong aspiration to do better. Yeah. Yeah, you should not misunderstand, you know. You should not take these advice, you know, as a means, you know, to discourage, you know, to feel discouraged or to put yourself down. You know, that's not the point. Mm-hmm.
Is benefit or harming? I don't know. Advice. More discouraging.
It is wrong, it is not appropriate to give up, you know, one's aspiration for the Dharma. If in the past and even now such deprivation are arising because of my lack of interest, lack of aspiration or interest in the Dharma, who would reject this aspiration in the Dharma? Aspiration and interest is maybe too weak.
Ah, that got the Baba said, come to Palakoya, that's what I'm going to say. That got the young, the chill, the prison iron with the Nako, that got the Dubala Juna, what he said.
So, I mean, here we are in verse 39, it's talking about how it is wrong to give up your aspiration. I think interest is too weak a word. You know? See, it's aspiration, it's not aspiration of the Dharma. Yearning is like, yeah.
Oh, that,
in all our past lives, because of a lack of yearning or aspiration, yearning for the Dharma, we didn't actualize it. Similarly, in this life, because of a lack of a real yearning for the Dharma, we have not really practiced it. And as such, you know, in our past lives all the way to now, we've only experienced the problems and the sufferings of cycling existence, samsara.
Oh, Tukshini, that Pekashi Lati the Sumdo, that did all Chagi or it, then that key do not Zasha Wena. Kilagota, Tong, the Tunirki, Umar was side, the Samokon Kumar, or Betina Shinsing, or the Chudi Duna Yuna, or the Tidos Betty do charge, the Tunir Melashes, that on the Tidit. What did it do? She is not to Sumi.
Well, it's mentioned in the teachings that we are like dogs, you know, looking at grass. You know? Because just as a dog is not interested in grass, yeah. Even though we have met the Dharma, but we are not interested. We have no yearning for it. We don't really want it. You know? Yeah. Hmm.
Yes. No. Huh? You're inning? Huh? Only put on. Oh, Toshini, Tonya Botil, at the dead of Star, some of Sotana, the money and Chipaita. Should somebody approach Tana to see something on that? That is true, Tony, look, Peter was you would wear some cover. So somebody approach Tantra. Should Tony look at the key to just have an ocean, chugged him to the subtitle.
Well, this is, you know, we have to be honest with ourselves and look here. Let's look now, you know, examine honestly how we feel, yeah, you know. So, are we really like the dog who is looking at grass? Yeah. How much of the Dharma do we really want? Do we actually want it or not? Do we yearn for it or not? Really? Yeah, so that is a question that we all have to ask ourselves, yeah.
Oh, today, that loves a new body tire. One is your pagita. Dawa. Pusum chocolate is too good, do not. Pusum chocolate donegi. And it's sim, namju yungi, mijijina. And tambe chola, donegi, don't milk balance. That loves a new body tire.
So, what is the point, the essential point this verse is driving at? You know? For someone who has the brains, you know, who's really discriminating, very intelligent, and at the same time looking for real happiness, real long-term everlasting happiness, that person will never give up the Dharma.
Yeah.
What is the reason behind the inappropriateness of giving up one's aspiration for the Dharma? What is the reason behind it? The reason is the Buddha or the subduer himself has said that aspiration is the root of every class of virtue.
Well,
like what I mentioned earlier, isn't it, right? Before you actually want to engage in anything here in this context of virtue or dharma, yeah, cause of happiness, you first must be thoroughly convinced of the benefits. You must be thoroughly convinced of the goal you are seeking. It must be heartfelt. Yeah. We call it faith. Yeah. We use the word faith, but actually that is what it is. Yeah. Thorough, you know, conviction. Yeah. Based on this faith or conviction, then you would yearn for that object, right? Whatever you have faith in, isn't it? Yeah. So, and it is only when you have this yearning does the practice start, yeah? Because the yearning will start you off, yeah? So therefore it says that aspiration, which is yearning, yeah, is the root of every class of virtue,
yeah?
If you have a very strong aspiration or yearning for the Dharma, then you will become a strong or good practitioner. If your yearning for the Dharma is kind of average, you know, then you will end up as an average practitioner. Then if your yearning for the Dharma is just below average or is just poor, mediocre, yeah, then you will end up as a mediocre practitioner, yeah. So we need a heartfelt. You must want the Dharma from your heart. Yeah, we call it yearning or aspiration. Yeah. You know, the kind of yearning from the heart, you know, for the Dharma, is not something that just drops from the sky. You know, I mean, most people are not born as, they're born and then, you know, they want the Dharma from their own side. You know, that's not the case. Yeah, for most people. Yeah. So, but then without yearning, you're not going to have any joyous perseverance, yeah. you're not going to have any virtue. So how do you produce? So the question now is, how do you produce this yearning? How do you make yourself want the Dharma? It starts with education. Education, learning. Learning about the teachings and then thinking about them. Yeah, critically analyzing the teachings. Yeah. So that's how you have to start. Yeah.
What the risha tati tiki metro tati nesa ta tine masa ti zawa tak tu ni nami di wuko beso tak ta ta mama kye ti tiri ta kurisa ta mama kanishi kye kurisa to te kishi kuri ta mami kyu se ti to ta ta zo zo tiri kanishi kye kurisa na ti zawa tak tu ni nami di wuko beso ta ta mama kye ki ta yuka te kukure so ti sume to.
So what is the cause? What is the cause of aspiration or this heartfelt yearning for the Dharma? What is the cause? How do you produce it? What is its root? So its root is constant meditation on karma's fruitional effects. Constant meditation on karma's fruitional effects, yeah.
What do that?
The way to produce a yearning for the Dharma is to reflect and understand well the presentation of cause and effect, in particular karma and its consequences. In particular, it is about understanding and finding this conviction in that certain actions will definitely produce these results, and other actions will produce other kind of results. Yeah. So it is that faith or conviction in that which is the root of yearning for the Dharma. Yeah. So acquiring this faith or conviction in karma and its consequences is therefore indispensable. Yeah, everything boils down to that. Whether one is able to practice and practice well or not, we all boils down to how much conviction we have in karma and its effect, yeah, and its consequences, yeah. So, and in order to develop that, then one has to really understand the workings of karma and its consequences, yeah, such as, you know, the general characteristics of karma, in that karma is definite, yeah. Karma is certain, and the karma increases, and one will not meet with the result of a karma that one did not do, and the results of the karma that one, the results of the karma that one has done will not perish on its own accord. Yeah. And also Gyalsabje says that, you know, if one has not ascertain and develop conviction in the karma and its consequences, no, then one has not found a realization of the Dharma that will that will please the Buddhas.
So we
have heard these teachings many times. Yeah, we have heard it and we're still hearing about it. Yeah, but that hardly does anything, isn't it? I mean, it's not enough, right? We have to sit down and meditate, analyze, critically analyze, until we gain a conviction in it. Yeah. We should ask ourselves, how much faith in karma do I really have? Do I have any? How strong is it? As Gyaltsep Jay said in his commentary, until we have developed a faith or conviction in karma and its effects, consequences, until then we have not found a realization of a dharma that will please the Buddhas. Well, they said that those people who go around claiming that they have understood emptiness, the ultimate nature of reality, or they have realized emptiness, and yet at the same time, you look at how they behave. They behave and act and talk as if the karma did not exist. So that is one of the signs that person has not gotten it. It's completely. Completely wrong understanding and no realization whatsoever of emptiness. Actually, the situation should be that if you are talking about someone who has really a good understanding of the ultimate nature of reality, the emptiness of inherent existence, of course, the stronger one's understanding of emptiness, the stronger one's appreciation of cause and effect will become. So, I mean, the meaning of emptiness is meaning of dependent arising, in particular, subtle dependent arising. So, but before you can hope to understand subtle dependent arising, you first must understand the causal levels of dependent arising. Yeah, without which, there's no way you can understand subtle dependent arising. So, those are people who claim that they have some understanding of emptiness and they have realized it, But at the same time, they don't give any consideration at all, to karma and its consequences, Then you should understand that person has a completely wrong understanding of emptiness,
다 좋아했나 동쇼 저 지그랑 지그 다 잠시
So okay, we have time for just one question. Just one.
보제, this is relates to the verses that Ken Rinpoche covered earlier from verse 34, 35, 36. That whole section that is supposed to encourage us to generate joyous effort by showing us all the faults of the practice that we think we have done to date. It seems like this section, Shantideva, is actually quite wrathful. My question is actually this. Ken Rinpoche has already clarified that this is actually meant to encourage us and not make us fall into despondency. I mean, that can be understood quite easily on a mental level, but my question is, how do you overcome this on an emotional level, in the sense that, you know, when we read this, it's very difficult emotionally not to feel like, after all these years of practice in inverted commas, thinking that we've done practice and not getting anywhere. So, and it also seems to, in that sense, contradict a little bit what he said earlier, you know, the laziness against despondency. Yeah? It's not a valid way of thinking, because we definitely can become a Buddha if we put in the practice. I think that is easy to understand on a intellectual basis, on a mental basis. And what Shantideva has said in these verses is also easy to understand on a mental basis, intellectual basis. But I'm not very sure in terms of for students like oneself, how to overcome this emotional feeling, like to have a proper balance, you know, to keep a proper balance, not putting oneself down so much that you give up, and at the same time not to be discouraged. You know what I'm saying? I'm just thinking like how to manage this on an emotional level. Because on a mental level, yes, it's easy to understand.
You clap when you hear this three sentence, you get so much emotion. Really?
No, I'm just saying that. No, obviously,
my question is that when you read the Shantideva said these three verses, when you hear that, you feel so much emotion. You really feel that?
Then sit down. Huh?
Then sit down.
Oh, okay.
Today, Guruwa, Tantayang, Tantachiwa Mitabo Gomche, Sim Shumeshi Guruwa, Rawa. 치워미다고 검체 숨쉬게 해지 구도가 봐봐 또 치워미다고 검미도가라 고양고 갑갈아 숨쉬마이 구도가 어 조조 치워미다고 검메디 숨쉬게 해지도 숨구여는 것도 최최 있고만 숨쉬게 해지도 저 다단이도 치고 봤어 내발 치워 남신이 봐 치 최마 관계 미패 봤어 남셔 순도가 숨쉬 차에 계지 말아 봐 라성가야 보다 말아 봐 네 숨쉬 차가 되고 했을 때 고인도가
Well, it happens to some people when they think about death and impermanence, they become discouraged. But that has never been the point or the purpose behind meditating on death and impermanence. In fact, when you meditate on death and impermanence, it gives you strength, you know. It gives you strength and determination that, oh, I must do something right now. And I can do something about it now. I must do it right now, start right now. So that should be the message. that people should get when they look at death and impermanence. You know? So when you look at those verses, what Cecilia said, 31, 34, 35, 36. So do you get the message of depression or the message of hope?
Oh, 독신 단단히래. 나한테 치워미다 보고 매대에 오늘 지금 꼬마 치에게 치도. 다 랍시 틀라 죽으려.
치자.
여러분, 다 치워미다 보고 미 누가나 오늘 저런 게 치워를 쓰도가나. 그래, 어디에서 선배 맞다 말해. 거야고 숨쉬매대인 거래. 오늘 지나 뒤치도 말아와. 고 치워미다 보고 선배도 단도 숨쉬패 시리마도 숨쉬셔야도 말아와. 그럼 땅 마시는 애 가가라봐. 땅 마시는 애들.
Wow, you know, the purpose of reflecting on our own death and our own impermanence is actually gives the end result that it gives us strength and determination, really. It's a completely different matter if you don't know how to think about it, if you think about it in the wrong way, but if you think about it correctly, that's the result that it gives you, yeah, really, strength and determination.
지금 치면 튼튼해. 아니 사람 대화도네. 다 든든해지다 납셔도 숨겨야래. 주워고 매디. 봐.
And you know the advice, you know the topic of meditating on death and impermanence, is not directed at everybody. It is this advice are directed at men for people who are sincerely interested about their long term future. Look, they're directed at people who are looking much beyond this life. They are directed at people who are seriously thinking about what's going to happen to them in their future lives. You know, it's also directed at people who are looking for something better, something higher, higher level order happiness. You know? So yeah.
어때네? 제가 다디 것도 내가 망부시려래. 그 뒤에야 처음에 다보시 웃음 쉬백갑라이야 오늘. 또랑나 다지기 믿었사네. 내가 납자 숨고도 같아. 강가 내가 강하신 거 취해서 직부지 못성 던티네 말고 납자 가냈다고 해시. 지원이도 공자 심심심 자주 심심도 봐나 편두고만 티갈라야. 내가 다시 뒤지 꼴도 저야. 삼모 당시 삼모 신도 고요래.
And as in all Buddhist practice, whatever practice you undertake, it is not a standalone. It is part of a unit of an overarching practice. Everything is linked together, you know. You must be able to situate that practice within the entire practice, you know. Yeah, it's not a standalone thing, you know. So as such, you know, therefore there's advice that one has to balance one's reflection on death and impermanence with a reflection on the human life of freedom and endowments, isn't it? Right. So for people who get wrongly depressed or discouraged because they think too much about death and impermanence, then they would have to balance that reflection with reflection on this human life of freedoms and endowments, no? Isn't it? So that's mentioned in the Lamrim,
right? 오늘씩 섭다지 다 심심하이나 공기 납셔도 야 뒤에 것도 와 아니 랑 위를 개발했어 아니 팬당 너바 가리면 무신 들었어 진짜지 무신 지게 깔려지면 너도도 없으니 아 심심 바로 거야 납셔 용구로 와 양고 진짜 이게 심심하이나 이렇게 해 말해 지금 아 공기 납셔도 섭다 거야 지금.
Well, then you have to apply that understanding, you know, to this situation as well. You know, now these three verses, you cannot take them out of context. You know, you have to situate them within the whole context. You know, and then I don't think that just by looking at these three verses, you know, then you just by looking at it that superficially, then that anybody will get discouraged or depressed. I don't think that really happens. But if you really think about it, you know, then. You know, prior to that section, in the earlier part of the chapter, there's this discussion on how fortunate we are. We have this human life of freedom and endowments, and if we work at it, you know, there's no reason why we cannot be enlightened and so forth, isn't it? So, yeah, you have to gel everything together and not look at it as a standalone kind of advice, a piece of advice, yeah.
어, 죄송합니다. 다 띠, 그가 시행을 했다. 뱃나 티라가, 뱃나, 쭈뚝쭈뚝 가라, 쭈뚝 추워 주신 땡고 그래서. 유튜브 땡고 이제 쓴 거야. 야, 누가? 띠 땡고 해야 돼. 당체나 같이 갔어. 아니, 시나 같이 가, 라미도 가. 아, 디디지나가 시도 그래, 소치도 그래, 디디 욕만 토에 또 쓰니 쓴 것도 가. 예술자 쓴 것도 가. 그때 누가 치고 왔다, 내가.
Well, no, well, it's the same, you know. You know, we advise to work with joyous perseverance continuously, like the flow of a river, isn't it, right? Non-stop, right? I mean, that's the advice, right? Non-stop, you have to get at it non-stop, you know. But you know, if you take that piece of advice out of context, when people take it out of context, yeah, then that's why people will say, ah, practice, ah, like that, how? Non-stop, then I should die on what? That's why this is taking out of context, you see, because if they know the whole picture, they would know that there is the power of relinquishment. So when you need to rest, you need to rest at the right appropriate time. So if you understand the thing in the whole context, there shouldn't be any problem, no worries at all, yeah.
Okay. Huh? Huh?
What? Huh?
Who knows the outline? Huh? Okay, whatever. Okay, that got it now. So, sorry, yeah. Okay, stop here. Huh? I think.
So, the usual prayers.